welcome to some more ideas on some amazing things to do with your weekend. With great weather on its way, why not think about taking a stroll if you're in London from Little Venice up to Camden? I did this recently and it was so lovely to take in some of the John Nash buildings along the way. And Little Venice itself is named by the poet Robert Browning, who lived there in the 1800s and named it after the site that he woke up with every day. This a beautiful cafe, Cafe La Ville, that you can enjoy a coffee nearby. And if you want to reach it from Paddington Station, then just take a left behind Paddington Station and then you'll see then on your right the canal start. And the canal originally linked London up with the Midlands so we could get a cheap supply of coal for the Industrial Revolution. But nowadays it's much nicer to enjoy it as a tourist going towards Camden. And there's a museum devoted to the canal waterways that you'll find on your way. And also a great space in Regent's Park that's also got a small zoo located there too. One thing to look out for too is Canal Cafe, a theatre, 60-seater. And every night at 9 or 9:30, they have the News Review. It's the longest live show that's topical in London. And Adam Morley's artistic director there at the theatre. And some of the other shows that they have on will be one-man shows, new writing, and it's a beautiful way to just sit very close to the performance around tables. And the tickets are more modestly priced compared for London, but you're still getting this amazing up-close theatrical experience. And this month, middle of March, this gives you the chance to enjoy some of the hits from Edinburgh. Shakespeare for Breakfast is, I would say, the longest cult show on the fringe, and it welcomes an audience in with croissant and coffee for a take of The Bard at 10 o'clock at C venues. And this is being brought to London to recreate The Taming of the Shrew. So if that sounds like your bag, there'll be mayhem, comedy, and some Shakespearean sonnets for you to enjoy there. And Dickens for Dinner is another way to enjoy some of the Edinburgh Fringe highlights that maybe you've missed, and this has given you a much more reasonably priced way to enjoy them at the Canal Cafe. There's some other amazing shows on there, some new writing about lost love, how that changes with time, and there's some really deep themes that are portrayed. And I think it being a very compact space that it really lends itself to this. So back to the walk. The canal system running around London in Little Venice will lead you up to Camden Locks, where you can see the old stables, where Amy Winehouse, the musician, used to work, there in the fashion boutiques, and some of the famous fringe theatres there too in Camden. And Camden is where some of Dombey and Son, Charles Dickens' novel, was written. And also you can find, this was the first railway station that came out of London there in Camden, and it's still undergoing a lot of change now. So wherever you're exploring this weekend, look out for those waterways, because I followed one and I did come up with a lot of surprises. It's interesting where these old canals will take us. Let me know how you get on. It's a great weekend.